Welcome everybody to NFT Heat. Whether you're inside the industry or new to the NFT space or an NFT OG, we're going to provide you with the necessary NFT alpha to crush. We're bringing the top guests like we have today and deep dive into how NFTs will transform the metaverse, DeFi, and social tokens. I'm Justin Shankrell. I'm here with the NFT machine, John Kraske, and we have an esteemed guest, Anthony Kalani, who's the founder and CEO of DNA Block, and they are transforming the metaverse with incredible 3D avatars. This is, John will tell you later, but this is like wild stuff, what Anthony and his team have created. We're going to deep dive into it. So excited to have you on the show, buddy. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Happy to be here.
And we like to go right into it. So we're going into Mint It or Kick It. John, take us to the moon.
I mean, it's Lens AI, which is everywhere. I find it completely cringeworthy. It's everywhere, literally everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's like all my friends have their Instagram feeds. They have their Instagram posts.
Oh, it's on like, LinkedIn now, too. It's
LinkedIn?
On LinkedIn.
Oh, it jumped to LinkedIn?
Oh, it jumped to LinkedIn. I'm just like, wow, this is worst flex ever. That's my opinion. I'm going to start blocking people, actually, because it's getting a little out of control.
But Anthony comes from, you come from the engineering world, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's my lens.
That's your lens. Yeah. So what are your thoughts about Lenza? What do you think?
I think it's awesome. I mean, I've seen the results from it. It looks great. I mean, it's definitely gone viral, but like, yes, it's being seen everywhere. It's kind of like, okay, that's enough.
Have you done it or?
I have not done it yet, but I've done generative AI before. So, you know, back in the day when I was doing it, it was like very pixelated stuff. It was very low quality. And what I'm seeing today is super high quality. So I'm pretty amazed at it. And I think it's pretty cool.
Wow.
And I can see the applications beyond just the images.
Okay, so tell us, because all I see are like people posting as their Instagram feed, like buddies of mine, and it's freaking me out because I'm like, all right, you're not a superhero. I know you want to be one, but you're not. So what are the applications for it? What can people be using it for, and what's going to come down the road?
Just from the generative AI space, I mean, obviously, like, you know, people are enhancing their images and like creating new like experiences around their images, but I see it as generating other things. So like, you know, I'm in a 3D animation space. I see it generating maybe textures and materials for clothing, all different types of, just basically expanding like all the materials and assets you could create with. I see that as the future of it. The image thing is kind of like the first MVP, and it's pretty cool and it works. But yeah, I see many additional possibilities for generating all types of materials, arts, and just things people can create with.
Yeah, it's wild. And I've heard some things, though, that the IP, you know, when you go up and upload, you're feeding the beast, and then they actually basically own those images and the new images it creates. It's kind of scary, right? I mean, I think people don't even know what they're giving away right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's up to the companies how they use AI, right? You know, like, you could use it in a good way or you could use it in an exploitive way, right? Mm-hmm. So I just see you know, for instance, like, say Disney wants to adopt this technology, right? They can train the model with some of their IP or whatever, and people can generate new characters and ideas around it. I see beyond just the kind of like the Lenza thing. I see it as, you know, big companies being able to use it and train it with their own IP, you know, smaller indie creators being able to train it with maybe their own photography and things like that. But I think it's a great opportunity to bring the masses into generative AI. I mean, honestly, like, that's how I feel.
Anthony is a lot smarter than us. So if he's bullish on it, if he's minting it,
definitely.
I mean, I'm still kicking it, but I'm coming over to minting it because the way you explain it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
What do you think, John?
I mean, the way he explained it, yes.
Right?
Yes. But that still doesn't, like, help my feed right now nonsense.
So.
Yeah,
not.
Sorry. I can't solve that right now.
But. Stop posting it as their PFP, all right? Yeah. Drive me crazy.
Yeah. I'm just going to still kick it, but I understand the power of it in the future. So,
yeah
right now I'm going to kick it, but in a few years I think I want to mint it. So.
Oh, man, you took my answer. So are you minting it or kicking it?
I'm minting it.
All right. Anthony's minting it. John's minting it, kicking it for now, minting in the future. I got to agree with you, dude. Dude, I'm kicking it now, but in a year, I'm going to mint it.
Yeah,
I'm optimistic.
All right, bull versus bear. John, will you lead this?
Bull versus bear?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
I don't know. You know, I'm going to improv. So I saw that the EU actually did a $400,000 metaverse build. They basically were throwing a beach party in the metaverse, and nobody showed up. And
and it's the EU.
It's the EU. I mean, it's kind of like somebody's grandma throwing a really cool party in the metaverse. It's pretty obvious to me why nobody showed up. I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, this isn't the kind of press the metaverse definitely does not need right now, where you spend, you know, a lot of money, nobody shows up. So what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think we got to get back to like kind of the basics, right? Like storytelling is super important for any type of experience, right? You can't just open a world and say like, oh, show up and just run around. Like, no, none of that is fun.
Yeah.
I grew up on video games. Like, you know, I've played video games since I was a child, and the video games I love and the IP I love have good stories. Like Call of Duty, those franchises have like great stories, right? And that's where the billions of gamers go, is where there's storytelling, right? And just opening up a bland world where there's no storytelling and there's no flavor to it or anything, I can see why no one showed it. Like, there's no incentive. So, you know, we'll probably jump into this more, but, you know, with DNA Block, we're trying to enable storytelling before we start opening up virtual worlds and things like that. And we think that's the way to bring the masses to more gaming and virtual worlds, is really good storytelling. So we're starting there.
Brilliant, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, you know what, John? I'm not going to an EU party in the metaverse unless they have like a good old-fashioned cocktail. And the metaverse has not yet figured out how to get me an old-fashioned. And I'm not showing up with a bunch of old blue hairs. I'm sorry, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Are you going to that party?
I'm not going to that party. I mean, it's pretty obvious why there's not a lot of people in the metaverse right now. There's nothing to do.
There's nothing to do.
There's nothing to do.
Anthony said there's no storytelling.
Right.
You're just
not
exploring this world. There's nothing there.
Yeah. Right.
So hopefully everybody, this serves as a lesson. Do not just build stuff to build stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Actually have a story. Have a compelling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring something there. But DNA Block is going to solve that problem. So.
All right. So we're bearish on the EU party.
Yes.
Bearish.
All right, the three of us are bearish on it. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're here with Anthony Kalani, the CEO and founder of DNA Block, and we're going to get into his story and what they're building.
Hello, everyone. My name is John Kraske. I'm one of the co-hosts of the NFT Heat podcast. I'm here alongside with my other co-host, Justin Shankaro. We have an exciting announcement.
We've partnered with Memento NFT, the easiest and most fun way to mint your own NFTs. Download it now. You got to check it out. Welcome back, everybody. We are here with Anthony Kalani, CEO and founder of DNA Block, transformative company that is building 3D avatars for the metaverse. And you guys are just doing some incredible stuff in terms of 3D animation, just changing the game. We got to get into your story. You've had an incredible journey in terms of getting into Web3 and the metaverse. How did you get into Web3, and how did this concept of building DNA Block come to fruition? Can you take us a little bit on your journey?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a curious person. I'm obviously technical and an engineer. I've been doing software since I was a child. I grew up around computers. I was a total computer nerd. My father was in IT, so I literally grew up in a data center. So, yeah, but like growing up, I played video games. I built PCs, like the best PCs to play those video games.
Yeah.
I did a lot of time building web applications, websites and things. I had a job in that space, and I bought Jordans. That's basically what I did as a kid. Right? So,
I had Jordans too, but you were smart. You kept those are really nice.
Yeah, so yeah, I've always been interested in, you know, technologies and cutting edge things. Fast forward to, you know, my career, I first got involved with, I guess, Web3. I mean, it was first called Web3, like way back, I guess, but it was first like blockchain technology. Mm-hmm. So it was 2016, I believe. I was at Microsoft, and I really got into like blockchain development, smart contracts and things. Mm-hmm. I worked with like private blockchains such as Hyperledger, and then also the public blockchains, Ethereum, got into Solidity and all that. And it just was amazing to me that you could create software that is like can be deployed decentralized, like it can run in a decentralized manner. That's where I first got into Web3. I wasn't into crypto or anything like that. Read the, you know, Bitcoin white paper, and like was amazed at like the, you know, how decentralized money would help the world and marginalized people. My father's from Nigeria, so we know a lot about like transferring money and the challenges around that. So that's when I really got into like blockchain, smart contracts, and then crypto. I also at the time, I mean, I always played video games. I also at the time was really interested in creating my own games and animation. I don't have a traditional background in animation, but Unreal Engine was out, and it was pulling developers in to create their own content and games and things like that. So I dabbled in that for a bit, and I thought it was amazing how I could just come in and create these like really interesting 3D simulations and games. However, I ran into a wall to where, I mean, you could create some cool things, but you went into a wall of creativity where, you know, you can't create unique characters in Unreal as easily. You need like all these extra like professional tools like ZBrush and Maya. And it takes years to learn those things. So, that was kind of like where my frustration became a frustration where I couldn't create like unique characters and things. And that's when I met my co-founder Luke, and he was in the visual effects space. He was in the animation space as well, and also a software developer and a director. So we were introduced by another entrepreneur. He was telling me about what he was working on, a procedural character creator. We hit it off and decided to build the platform together. And yeah, years later, we have this really cool virtual production platform called Replicant, where it's a character creator and a full production animation studio where you can create high quality animations. And our goal is really to allow any type of creator to create almost Pixar level quality animations in a fraction of the time and without huge amounts of capital. So
amazing.
So yeah,
amazing. That's so
short,
cool.
Short version of the journey, but yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we actually met probably 3 weeks ago at a dinner. And he did a presentation, and I'm telling you right now, we've been pitched so many different things, especially me in the Web3 metaverse NFT space. And you literally check out after about 5 seconds. He did a presentation that was so mesmerizing. It's by far the best presentation I've ever seen in space. I'm not even joking.
That's huge.
Like everybody
Thank
should
you
see
so
this
much.
Presentation.
Wow.
It was. Everybody literally put their phones down. It was just mesmerized on what you're building. So I would love for you to just take a little deeper dive into what DNA Block is, what you're building with Replicant. It's mind-blowing, actually. This presentation, everybody in the space, not only like in Web3 space, but any startup should just watch how you presented, because that is how you knock it out of the park. So
thank you so much. I mean, believe it or not, that was like literally the first time I ever did that presentation. Like,
<That's> awesome.
And I didn't know how it would land, but you know, I did it, and it was, you know, people loved it.
Yeah, I that's all I've been talking about since like that. Like you, it's just fun to find something new and exciting in the space, and like a great team and a founder and a vision. You're just like, oh my, you just want to tell everybody. So that's the way I feel, and that's why I wanted to bring you on. So
I think the key of what I want to get across to people is like, I really want to educate people about 3D animation first off. You know, we see all these panels about like the metaverse and interoperability and how we can take characters into one place and the next. Like, no. Like, we gotta step back and you know, I've learned a lot of this over the years as well. I just want to educate people about the challenges around 3D animation before we enter virtual worlds in the metaverse. And we'll probably talk about the metaverse a bit more in my definition of it.
Yeah.
But like, so I wanted to step back and tell people how hard it is to do 3D animation, put it in perspective, right? 3D animation has been one of those spaces where it's been really closed off to really specialized teams, right? You see Pixar, Disney quality animation, those teams are hundreds of people. Those movies usually take years to do, tens of millions or maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars in capital to do. 3D is hard. Then you move to video games, right? Real-time animation. Video games also take huge amounts of capital, huge teams, years to make these games. The great thing about game engines is it's kind of revolutionized the way we can create 3D content. It's making it easier and making it more scalable, but there's still challenges around it, like creating a single character alone can take a team of people to create one character in months of work, right? So when we talk about like the metaverse and virtual worlds and creation, people are not just going to hop in and just be creating these characters. And then we also have to think about like also other technologies like persistence and things like that around these virtual worlds and networking and all that. So the point of the presentation was to educate people of like the hurdles that we're trying to get over and why DNA Block was even founded in the first place. And then I moved on to the demo, which kind of like knocked everybody's socks off and everything. So once I set that kind of foundation, people understood why we were building what we were building. And I think that's just super important. I'll keep continuing to educate people on like why 3D animation is hard and what are the steps we're taking to make it easier and more accessible to all types of creators, large and small, right? That don't necessarily have the 3D training, don't have millions of dollars to create things, but have stories to tell, right? We've been pushed stories to us by, you know, the Pixars of the world, but there's so many other stories to be told, and we want people to be able to tell those stories at the fidelity that Pixar can tell them. So that is what we see as the beginning of the metaverse, right?
Yeah, yeah, and at a fraction of the cost.
Yes, yes.
Because you showed a music video that like would cost millions of dollars, and you produced it for what, like $100,000 or?
Yeah, that was Etta Hayes. It was a music artist we've been working with. She does all of the music behind the League of Legends cinematics. So those cinematics have hundreds of millions of views on YouTube, millions of dollars of budget, right? Like really high quality. And in the presentation, I showed our video next to that. She does the music for those cinematics, but she also never thought she would be able to participate in her own project, her own 3D project. So she met us. And so we said, why not make a digital dub of her, do her music video and with our technology. So we did that music video, and I'm being also conservative, like 3 weeks of production. It actually was 2 weeks of animation, really. Like it was a week of some custom assets that we were creating, but we did it in 3 weeks. The budget was under $100,000, and it was one director and two animators that used our technology to create that full video. It was a four-minute music video, and it was, I would say it was about 80% of the League of Legends cinematic, but, you know.
Wow.
That's incredible.
It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. I'm curious, how easy is it going to be for just somebody who maybe doesn't have a technical background eventually to use, you know, your product?
Yeah, I mean, our core technology is Replicant. It's like the kind of like what we showed is the kitchen sink. We're going to have all types of derivative products that make it easier. But right now we're targeting kind of the prosumer. It's literally a visual platform. There's no coding involved. There's no blueprints. If anyone's familiar with Unreal Engine, blueprints are kind of the visual coding. No blueprints. Anyone that knows like video editing, or are familiar with like, you know, Photoshop can tap into our tool and use it. There's many parts to it. There's the character creator part is the easiest part. If you ever played a video game, you've put together a character before, avatar, whatever. Think of it as like a very customizable version of that. So you can put together your different attributes, but you could also import like materials and textures and things to like fully customize those things. And then with the characters, you can actually use preset characters that we have or like morph them in different ways. So like if I want to make the forehead bigger or my cheeks bigger or my physique more like buff or whatever, we have sliders and things in there. So you can actually truly create a unique character from a preset character. So just infinite like creativity.
Incredible.
I mean, we're kind of like the Figma of 3D animation, I would say.
That's amazing. Yeah. And then what's the model? Is it like a SaaS model or is it a one-time fee? How does it work or is that still being figured out?
Yeah, so we thought that we were going to do a subscription model. We're actually going to be offering the platform, the basic platform, for free for creators, and we're going to create a marketplace around it. Obviously, people want to. There's an ecosystem around this tool. There are the creators in Replicant, and then there are the creators that can create assets for creators of Replicant to use in Replicant. So there's like 3D assets like clothing, props. Lighting, all types of things. And then there's also like motion capture as well, which we're looking at as well. So, you know, like TikTok dancers and performance artists can actually record their movement and monetize that on our platform so other creators can use it, right? So we're thinking about it as an ecosystem play, and we want to reinvest into our creators by offering the platform for free. We offer a marketplace, and then we do revenue splits on any monetization through Web3. So we allow creators to mint avatar collections as NFTs, or even entire projects as NFTs as well. So we take a small revenue split.
Incredible.
I mean, yeah. So many we talk about it all the time. Yeah. All these just terrible, bad cartoon NFT projects. This is actually a way to potentially give some of these some utility now, right? And actually deliver on these promised roadmaps and this vision of being in video games and TV and movies or whatever.
Like, yes, it's a springboard for all of that, right? You start with kind of your, you know, short film or cinematic. You create kind of a community around that. You create your NFT kind of a collection, which our NFTs are not PFPs. They're actually like 3D assets that can be used in video games. And that's kind of a springboard off to a bigger franchise. For instance, we're working with a director, Brett Leonard. He's known for Lawnmower Man and Virtuosity. Really great, amazing director. And we were working on a short film called Dark Star, and it's a short sci-fi film that's done in under a month. And the idea is to create this community around it in anticipation for it to go to actually a feature film, and they're in talks right now about that as well. So
that's
really we work cool. with indie creators, we work with directors, we work with music artists, all of those people that haven't been part of the 3D world we work with.
That's awesome. I'm blown away.
I know. This is right in your sweet spot.
Yeah, though. I love it. This is so cool. All right, I'm soaking in all this knowledge. I'm usually pretty talkative, but this is amazing.
There's so much to go over.
Yeah. But you know, I'm just going to take it one more question and you can jump in. But you brought it up. Define the metaverse. How would you define the metaverse?
Yeah, I mean, the metaverse, I would say, is still being defined. So think of it, like I'm thinking about it from like an engineering standpoint, but I'll try to not to be too technical. But think about when the internet was being formed. You know, there was an idea of connecting, having this network of computers and transferring information around. It was not really defined yet, right? And then we started defining the protocols and standards, TCP/IP, HTML, JavaScript, all these different languages and standards so people could actually create on the internet. The metaverse is kind of the next generation of the internet. We know that the internet is kind of moving from this 2D to 3D format. We see it. Everyone likes games. Everyone's talking about these virtual worlds in the metaverse. I think the metaverse is another layer on top of the internet that will consist of different protocols that would enable people to create the 3D internet, right? So that's how I see the metaverse. It's not VR. It's not AR. VR and AR are ways to access it. Right, just like through the browser. The browser is not the internet. The browser is a way to access the internet. And I think there are going to be other technologies that, you know, I'm excited to see what people create, but I think there's going to be other technologies that are built on top of the metaverse as well. Virtual worlds is kind of the low-hanging fruit because we're used to video games. As humans, we want to experience kind of a new frontier of being, you know, a human, right? Like just new experiences and things. And I think the metaverse allows for virtual worlds to exist where we can have these immersive kind of storytelling events that are different from just viewing a web page or looking at Instagram, right? So that is my definition of the metaverse, but I think it's still being defined, it's still being developed. I'm really excited to see what developers create on it. That's my take.
Very cool. Very cool. With that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more phenomenal alpha from Anthony Kalani, founder and CEO of DNA Block.
Hi, everyone. It's John and Justin from NFT Heat.
Welcome. We are so excited. We have partnered with Memento NFT. And if you're a creator, if you're an influencer, get on that platform immediately. You can mint your own NFTs for free, sell them to your fans, and hop on Memento right now. You're going to love it. Welcome back, everybody, to NFT Heat. We are deep diving into the metaverse, 3D animation, and avatars with the founder and CEO of DNA Block, Anthony Kalani. We're having so much fun. My mind is like blown. So, Anthony, how should brands be looking at the metaverse and Web3? Is it just marketing and PR, or is it something much more?
I think it's an opportunity to like storytell in a new way. And also include your customers in that storytelling process. I mean, Web3, I mean, we've seen some cool brands do some cool things. I think a good example of what brands can do is like kind of like Artifact. I mean, Artifact is a Web3 native brand, but they've done some great things around their IP they're bringing in like NFTs, Web3, but also 3D animation and like kind of virtual world stuff as well, and getting people in that way. I think they also do some really cool stuff with like crossing over virtual stuff with like physical goods as well. So they've created a really good experience that people can use now, right, and easily onboard, and it's a great experience. I know a lot of projects are really hard to onboard. Like, you need a MetaMask wallet, and you need to know all the technical things about wallets and things. So, but I think Artifact has done a great job. They did have a recent misstep.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, but it happens, you know. And I think they're making it right. But they're not afraid to experiment and push the limits of what can be done with a brand that does physical goods and digital goods, right? So I think brands can learn from that and kind of be a little bit more risky and in the space, you know. So
yeah, that's kind of I love it. Mm-hmm. So who would you say is like your core customer? Are you really focused on big brands, or is it individual creators? What's sort of like your like ideal both. Customer? Yeah,
both. Yeah, both. We've worked with both this year, but I think the initial customer really is like indie creators. I mean, I'm really excited to see what, as we release the platform to more indie creators, I'm really excited to see what they do with our platform. I mean, we've done content internally. We've gave the software out to a few and small teams. But I really want to see how they push the limits of our platform and do things we never thought they would do in the platform. That's what I'm excited about. And then I think, like I mentioned before, right? Like, we've been pushed the Disney stories, to us through our childhood. But I think, you know, these new stories are going to be creating new, bringing new perspectives and new communities to the forefront. And then I think brands are going to come in and want to be involved with that. I think a good example of bottom-up IP that does some good collaboration with brands is like Deadfellas. Right, mm-hmm. Deadfellas is a dope like NFT project.
Yep.
And they've been doing some really dope collaborations. World of Women also did a collaboration with Ledger, the wallet brand. But I think it's a like the Web3 space and the, I guess, metaverse, like 3D animation space is a great place to like do some really revolutionary storytelling and also allow the fans and customers to like also participate in that. The technology allows for that, and I would love to see more innovation in that space.
If so, I'm curious. I mean, you're not a lawyer, obviously, but I assume you've had this conversation on some level. Is if you take a bunch of different Disney characters and mash them up in your platform, then these new characters are created. Who owns IP? Is it still Disney? Is it the creator? Is it like?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I think. I mean, even Disney. I think Disney is even looking at this, right? Like they're kind of budging they're looking into being a little bit more leaning around their IP. I believe I read an article that they're like looking into the space. So I think, you know, even big rigid brands that you would never think they would allow people to use their IP, I think they're starting to budge and seeing the opportunity for people to create worlds around their IP, but also maybe even spin off new characters in those worlds, right? I just think it's a huge opportunity, and if brands don't do that, I think they're missing out on a lot, right? I think this is the next generation of creators and fans are going to want that, right? And if you don't do it, then you're going to be left behind. We'll get past all the legal shit, but I think it's inevitable, and I think it's necessary. So,
very cool. Very well. So, what's on the roadmap for DNA Block for 2023 and beyond?
A lot. I mean, this year we've been, like the previous years, we've been really focused on product, right? Mm-hmm. This platform we created is really super deep tech, like a lot of R&D. This year we've been branching out, working with more creators. You know, I mentioned a few, Brett Leonard, Etta Hayes. We have comic book IP we're working on, a few different things. I think next year we want to expand that even more. We want to do a few more investments into homegrown IP. We want to work with more creators hand in hand, you know, with our studio, but also release the software out to more creators that let them do their own thing. There's a lot of technical things we need to do with the platform as well in terms of scalability, opening our marketplace. We have a couple of video games that are in development now that utilize the content creation in Replicant, so you can actually create assets for the video game, which is would be kind of cool. Yeah, we're expanding the team more as well. We're a worldwide team right now. We have about 40 people, but we have some more growing to do. And yeah, just working. We have some larger brands that we're talking to right now. Can't really say too much about it, but we want to work with more larger brands and bring them into the metaverse. And there's a lot to do. We're still super early, and there's a lot to do. But we have the foundational technology to bring the masses into this 3D animation world, which will lead to the virtual worlds in the metaverse.
It's amazing. How long have you actually been working on this?
A little over 3 years now.
They've been building, man. Why haven't you seen them at Basel Party?
Right. Yeah, we kind of like stayed away from the fluff and like all the PR stuff first. We just really heads down working on the technology, and now we're out showing technology and bringing people in to experience it and create with it. So
yeah. So where can people find out more about you, DNA Block, Replicant? What are the best, website, social, where?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram, Twitter. My name is the same on all of them, A. Kelani, A-K-E-L-A-N-I. DNA Block is on Instagram at dnablock.ai, on Twitter, DNA Block, and our website is dnablock.com. So you can find our Discord on our website as well. You can join in on the community there.
Amazing.
You love your Discord.
Oh, I love my Discord. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back with Anthony. We're going to do some fun AI. Stay tuned.
Hey, everyone. It's John and Justin from NFT Heat.
We're so excited. We have partnered with Memento NFT. It's simple to use, and if you're a collector, you can get your favorite influencers, NBA athletes, and musicians and celebrities. You can collect their moments. Download Memento NFT. All right, we're back, everybody, to NFT Heat. We've got Anthony Kelani here, founder and CEO of DNA Block. He's been blowing John and I's mind this entire episode. Wild stuff, heads down building for 3 years. And now, finally, us as regular folks are able to start to see the technology that they've been building, and it's sensational, and they're just scratching the surface. So, speaking of AI, which we talked about earlier and you've been talking about, we are doing this fun little bit at the end of our episodes where we want to get a phrase from you, and then we're going to put it in DALL-E, and we're going to create an NFT that's going to be minted on our sponsor, Memento, when your episode airs. So, one of our fans out there can get a one-of-one NFT that you created. So can you give us a fun phrase?
Yes, I can give you a fun phrase.
All right.
A mysterious spaceman dancing in the desert next to a rocket and an alien.
Wow.
That's a serious phrase.
Let's see what that makes.
Let's see what DALL-E comes up with. Yeah. All right, Michael, our executive producer. Oh, that's super cool.
Wow. Does he have a dog with him? What's over there? Is that a dog?
I feel like that's the alien.
Wow. I guess on the moon that your new dog is a tiny little alien.
Yeah.
It reminds me of remember that Matt Damon movie where he goes to space?
Oh, The Martian, right?
Yeah, The Martian.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Cool. Yeah. I love that movie too. The vibe of that feels like that. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's modern art right there.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Add AI artist to your full resume.
It's happening right after this.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I mean, you brought some serious alpha and heat. This was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much. Everybody needs to check out this company. I'm telling you right now, I'm rarely blown away by stuff. Yeah. This is the company to watch.
And we want you, we're going to end the episode, but you got to say NFT Heat with us. So I'll cue you for it. All right, everybody, stay tuned. Next week, we'll have another NFT thought leader popping in with more alpha. In the meantime, continue learning, growing, and seeking alpha. We're
NFT Heat.
NFT Heat.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.